This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American I'm talking to? Of course you are. Of course you are. And you can assume the responsibility of, guess what? Well, anti-totalitarian minder, if you will. You are an exceptional American, and that sort of puts you in the hopper to stand strong against the totalitarian. You might not like it, but this is where you're born. This is where you're a citizen. And yep, you are an exceptional American. So wear that proudly and listen to Agenda 21 Radio so that you can get tuned in on what these totalitarians are trying to do to our great land and also to the world. And of course, they're using the world against us. The whole world is against America. Of course it is, because we are exceptional. And the totalitarians, well, they think they rule the world, and they don't. Actually, what's happening around the world right now is autonomy. People are starting to gain their own sense of self-worth and value. And they're, especially here in the United States of America, people are starting to recognize, again, their constitutional rights are God-given rights, not rights given to them by the government. Anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Appreciate your listenership. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also my email is paul@a21r.com. We've been talking about the Oroville Dam. We were talking about the so-called movie from Nat Geo about California water rights, which is kind of interesting. We're also talking about, Oroville Dam and the article that came out by Chris Street and Breitbart today about the troubles and problems with Oroville Dam. And we got really lucky because we got Scott Cahill with us, a noted expert in dams and dam construction across the nation. And this is his second time on Agenda 21 Radio. Scott, I gave you that article. I think you've read the article from Chris Street. Your thoughts on what you see there, just cursory before you get into the reports that were provided.
Absolutely. Well, the article, I think, is indicative of what we've been seeing since this initial event came to light on Oroville. And that is a seeming lack of interest in carrying through on issues that are relevant to the maintenance of that dam. irresponsibility is a word that comes to mind immediately, Paul. it's just almost shocking. Of course, the responses only attenuate the feelings of people toward the way this thing's being handled. You know, because they're being so clandestine about disclosure of anything at all, it's drawing more attention to the fact that this thing was not properly maintained. You know, a simple statement that, gee, guys, we screwed up would have been nice early on. Doesn't look like that's ever going to happen here.
No, in fact, it would be very refreshing, and everybody can say, okay, well, let's fix it, you know. Let's do something about it. Let's all kind of wash our hands together and do something about it. But that doesn't even seem to be their attitude either.
No, it certainly does not. I'm very disappointed, and I have to say, Cheryl LaFleur of FERC had an opportunity to do just that. She had a press conference and made a statement, and I thought, well, thank God, because FERC is a really great organization. And all she did was talk about what a great job everybody's doing, and you know, I understand that people work hard, but that's not what this is about. This is about responsibility and honor. A dam is too much of a responsibility to be handled like that. And I was very disappointed in FERC and in Cheryl for the way she handled that. This is not a time to be handing out participation trophies. This is a time to be deciding what went wrong and how we can plug these holes in the infrastructure of this nation so that this doesn't happen again. It's like watching a train wreck, like my father used to say. There are so many errors here, compounded time and time again, and when you get into these reports, it becomes absolutely documented. These guys didn't seem to get it. They didn't seem to understand that there were 200,000 people in the shadow of this dam, businesses, schools, churches, homes. The depth of the responsibility that they held still escapes them, and it's a situation where a person who has that kind of responsibility has to be the kind of person who can deal with it. And the kind of person who can deal with that kind of responsibility, in my opinion, is a man who can admit error, who can, right, who can stand up in front of people and say, guys, I made a mistake, and here's what it was, and here, as you said, Paul, here's how we fix it. And what I'm seeing, when people are demanding or ask a question, and they demand that you make a FOIA request in order to have your question answered, something is not right, and something's being hidden.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the other things, too, and we haven't talked about this, but it's something I was reporting on yesterday because I'd made my eighth trip to the dam on Saturday, which was 1 month to the day of when I started watching the water go over the spillway up there. And it was interesting because this was the first time I was ever approached by anybody about my credentials, other than showing my, you know, at the pass, you know, when you drive in, you show your credentials to the highway patrol, and that's all, you know, you understand that, because they just don't want anybody roaming around. But I was approached on two different occasions. And the last occasion, the guy told me, well, you know, you better make sure that you have the proper safety equipment on now, your hard hat and a, you know, reflective vest and so on. And he said, because, you know, they are starting to arrest people if they aren't addressed properly as reporters. And I said, really? They're starting to arrest reporters?
Uh-huh.
And come to find out, another paper in Chico had the same sort of situation going on, complaining about how the only news and information that they're trying to just give us now, or we're allowed to have, is the information they give us. And, of course, that we're pointing that out to everybody. That's wrong. And, of course, we have just this army of, you know, citizen journalists now that are contributing and giving us information and data that is pretty embarrassing, I think, to the Brown administration, and clearly very embarrassing to the Department of Water and Power to show their negligence in this whole issue.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, of course, you know, if the dam should break, you won't be hurt if you have a hard hat and a safety vest on. So that's valid.
Yeah,
I would certainly wear that even as I slept at night.
Yeah, put it up, put the hard hat on your hat in your house.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd have it right beside my pillow in case I heard something, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, that would be a pretty big noise now, wouldn't it?
It would.
all that water. But the important thing is, and when we come back, we're coming up to a break right now. We've got about another minute here. But I want to kind of focus on the elements of the dam and what we're seeing in the reports here, because I think it's, you know, having your eyes on it and having Chris Street's eyes on it been really obviously, I think, a ray of sunshine on what really the true troubles are with that dam, and probably point out to us how precipitous the situation is, and how maybe even dire it is, given some of the information about what we're seeing with the spillway and also with cracks down below in the bottom of the dam, which is something that a lot of people don't quite understand. And maybe it kind of gets rocked and rolled in the jargon of the new Damocazese, I guess you could say, the language of dam talk, you know, which has been quite fascinating. You know, I always used to have people criticize me as a superintendent as I'm talking too much educanese. Well, there's too much damonese, I guess you could say, going on.
Yeah.
But we're coming up to a break right now. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking to Scott Cahill about what is truly going on at the Oroville Dam. You don't want to miss this. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me at paul@a21r.com. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Cahill, and we're talking about the Oroville Dam situation and the article that came out today in Breitbart from Chris Street, our very own Chris Street, got some copies of some inspection reports of Oroville Dam. And we're going to be breaking some of this down for you out there, especially you in Northern California, but also throughout the nation, because infrastructure is a big, big national concern. And Oroville Dam, which is the tallest dam, earthfield dam in the nation, happens to be a critical part of the whole entire California water infrastructure. In fact, it's the heart and soul, if you will. And it has potential to be, it's in a very dangerous situation right now, as we've been reporting since the 11th of February, and actually before that, 7th of February, I believe. So we have Scott with us, and Scott, taking a look at this article that Chris wrote, there's basically, he's based it on some reports that we got our hands on from 2014, 15, and 16, and he has concerns about two levels of the dam. First, let's go from the bottom up. The bottom of the dam going to the top of the dam, the spillways. But let's go to the bottom first. Your concerns.
All righty. Well, there are two sections of the dam. One is the spillways, which are indeed an element of the dam in every way. We have a problem, of course, with both the emergency spillway and the principal spillway at this point. And then there's the embankment dam. There are and have been some issues with the base portion of the actual embankment and a cutoff wall that exists within the structure. At the bottom of it, they cast a concrete wall, a very large wall, that runs along the junction with the indigenous soils, with the rock that had existed on the abutment there, and it serves to seal that off. And evidently, in the process of building the embankments, that fractured, and there are some serious cracks in there, multiple inches wide. That was to have been repaired by a grout injection, but evidently not successfully. When we look at the reports, each of the reports discusses the need to monitor that phreatic level and suggests that a program be put in place to put monitoring wells, or piezometers they're called, along the dam to monitor the groundwater moving through the dam, which is called the phreatic surface.
Let me stop you there for a second, because sure. People, this the term phreatic is something a lot of people don't understand. So you're talking about the groundwater surface level.
That is correct. There's a normal phreatic level of surface water within the ground. In a dam, of course, you have a higher level of water on one side of the dam and then the regular groundwater level on the other side of the dam. Within the centroid, the middle of the dam, there is a drain. The phreatic surface allowed with no drainage and homogeneous materials through a dam will be half of a bell curve, almost perfectly, and it'll evolve about 30% up the downstream slope of the dam, just left to its own devices. Now, that's caught in this instance with a chimney drain, which grabs that phreatic water and vents it out. So we shouldn't have any manifestation of water on the downstream side of the dam. But in fact, observation and has shown that they have some water moving through the dam. They grouted it. That stopped it for a period, and then it continued again. That's a very serious issue, particularly on full filling, and potentially could be a failure mode. But it's not as immediate a problem at this point where we find ourselves now as the others that are threatening the dam, I would say.
This is apparently, as I've talked to my sources, and I won't reveal any more than that, they're quite concerned about piping and other things down at the base of the dam and around the dam. But I'm getting from your conversation and what I read there, and I'm just, and correct me if I'm wrong, apparently this is the source of their concern, is that crack at the base of the dam, which wasn't grouted successfully. Now, the other part of that, as I was hearing or reading, was that is not made of steel-reinforced concrete.
No, it does not have reinforcement in it. It's a mass concrete wall. and it failed during the construction of the embankment to some degree. It cracked while they were building the dam. It's a very serious thing, and unfortunately, on this dam, we have an array of very serious things. So you have to try and pick the one that you believe to be the most serious, I guess. Porting through an embankment of an earthen dam is a very serious issue. The fact that the port manifests on the surface of the dam, downstream where you can see it, tells you that it's either overwhelming a drain system and the cutoff wall, or is bypassing those, most probably bypassing that. So people who have concerns about that port, that's a very valid concern. And in fact, within the inspections, this is brought up a number of times that mm-hmm. this needs to be looked at. And as are a number of things, the reports that you supplied to me, I very much appreciate, Paul. They show a number of things listed four times. Is on a span of 2014 through 2016. Many of them are issues like the vegetation and debris in the emergency spillway. Well, wouldn't it have been nice if they'd gotten that out of there before things happened, you know? And there are a number of things. Yeah, and that's a thing that everyone knows. You shouldn't. That's not something that a dam safety inspector should have to tell a dam owner, is that, geez, there are some trees growing on your emergency spillway. You might want to get rid of those. This is normal. This is something that everyone would do who maintained any dam, even a small farm pond dam. Vegetation on dams, particularly in spillways, is an absolute unacceptable situation. And dam safety indeed appeared to have done their job and notified the owner of that on multiple occasions here.
And the owner being the state of California, and clearly the governor of the state of California would undoubtedly, he's notified through that process.
I don't know if he is. I know that FERC is. I know that FERC, a very responsible entity, has reports that are given them on a regular basis, because I've done inspections on these kinds of, well, not these kinds of dams. This is a massive dam, but I've done inspections on many, many dams that are similar in their nature. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a form that's required and it's sent to FERC, and I can't imagine that the detail on that form would be very different than the detail on these forms. I hope that it's not. But regardless, for a period of years, no actions were taken on very simple, inexpensive things. It's very odd. This would not be acceptable.
Year in and year out, in other words.
Almost never. Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about the tallest dam in the United States of America. This is not an insignificant structure.
Well, that brings us up to, I'm going to ask, that's probably a question I'm going to ask a little bit later in the interview, but this whole thing about whether or not the governor knew about these reports, it's clearly the responsibility of the governor and his staff, especially the Department of Water Resources, to make him aware of these reports. In fact, one of the things that is a little bit concerning is that this report in 2016 was released in August of 2016, and prior to that, an inundation map was developed. Initially, it was developed in 2006, we think, as a response to the concerns that the environmental groups had about the emergency spillway and about trees growing and so on. And then they come back in 2016 in June and do a revised inundation map. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have more of Scott Cahill with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. So stay with us. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Cahill, expert on dams throughout the United States and well-renowned. Also with us is Chris Street, and I think I've got both you guys at the same time. Is that right? Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
And Scott, are you there?
I sure am.
Awesome. Technology at its finest, and I know how to manipulate it. Anyway, Chris, we're going over your article with Scott Cahill. We've just covered quite a bit of it, actually, that especially the lower portion of the dam and some stunning information there that a lot of the listeners, and I'm sure people out there had no idea about. And of course, it's pretty obvious that the Department of Water Resources and the governor just do not want this information out. We're talking about the lower portion of the dam. Chris, you heard the last segment. Any questions you want to ask Scott?
Well, I actually didn't get in on that. But Scott, you know, my issue is that these reports clearly said it was an interim approval subject to. And it seemed to me with, you know, you had the drought, so you didn't have the water actually seeping through, although you could see grass growing where it had been seeping through. But isn't this about the risk of the entire dam failing because of liquefaction?
Yes, there are a couple risks here, especially when you know that the cutoff wall has been compromised. And one of the great risks with a mass dam like this in California, of course, is earthquake, which would cause and could cause liquefaction of soils. And that is, in an earthquake scenario where you have movement of soils, you can sometimes get soils to actually liquefy. It's called liquefaction. And that would be a failure mode with that port, because the soils would be completely saturated from one side of the dam to the other. That's definitely an issue and has been brought up, as you point out, Chris, in a number of the reports.
That's my see. I live here in Southern California. I've seen situations where liquefaction takes place in earthquakes, like in Long Beach at the beach, and everything just goes straight down. So yes. To me, you know, that's really the risk. I didn't put in my report just because I try to keep it under 700 words. That in 1975 there was an earthquake there, and you know, there's speculation that that's what broke the barrier wall. Now, you use a different word for it.
Yeah, I probably called it a cutoff wall.
Right, cutoff.
There's Excuse me, Chris. Yeah, the indigenous soil, the rock that is uncovered, and then it was jet blasted. They blasted it with high pressure water. Then they fill in the voids with concrete. They call it dental work. And then they construct this wall, which is a cutoff wall. That's a normal beginning to an embankment dam on bedrock. And that is what they did here, at least in the abutting soils, but probably in a large element of it. And it is that wall, which was not reinforced, which failed during the construction. They noted cracks in it. No one knew to what degree, and there's been water moving through that for some period of time, evidently.
Well, Scott, you know, it said unreinforced in the article I found from, you know, I guess the Magazine of Dams, the top 50 feet of that wall was unreinforced. Is that unusual?
I would say yes. I would find that pretty darn unusual. In a situation like that where it's a new dam being constructed, International Hydro and Water Power is great magazine and very highly respected. I noted that you referenced that article. I think that's very unusual. If the wall is large enough, in certain scenarios you can get away without reinforcement, but even walls like that we have poured in situ, where we excavated down within a dam,
right,
and produced a cutoff wall where there previously had been none, and we were actually working underground, we added reinforcement to that. So it had steel in it. And this dam's cutoff wall did not. I'm sure that there was reason, but I can't imagine what it was. Why? I'll bet they wish it had reinforcement in it today.
Well, it had. There was two pieces of the wall. There was a 100-foot bottom and a 50-foot on top of it. And they talk about the rotation in the top piece. So it seemed like it seemed the worst of all worlds, where the bottom toe of the wall, 100 feet, was reinforced, obviously, with rebar. And the top 50 feet was unreinforced. I can't imagine, when you built the tallest dam in the United States, that anyone would ever even consider using unreinforced concrete.
I find that kind of strange also. I don't want to criticize the design, because within a mass dam, of course, everything is fluid. So this is a dynamic structure. The cutoff wall high is important, but there are two failures here. One is the cutoff wall. The other is the chimney drain, which should be venting this water. We should never see a manifestation of this water on the downstream side. So there's something going on there. I suggest the possibility, probably the probability, that there's water migrating through the fractured rock adjacent and around this whole mess, or beneath the foundation, and then coming up and manifesting up the dam. That is often, when I've chased these things, what I have found is that it's not a conduit right through the dam, but a transmission of water through the fractured rock, which is weathered by its nature, and then it manifests back up on the dam again, because the pressures are significant here. The water at the foundation level of this dam is 320 some pounds, I guess. It's significant. So, you know, that that 300 PSI trying to push this water through that dam is both trying to rotate the dam and push it downstream, right, and also to penetrate that dam. When it gets to the center of the dam, if it's running through the mass and it was properly constructed, it would vent into that chimney drain and run out one of the drains harmlessly. But it's manifesting on the downstream side. So my first guess would be that it's moving through the rock. We've seen some issues with rock in this adjacent territory of the emergency spillway, and perhaps we're getting some erosion. Certainly over time, the rock, which is thusly transmitting water, will erode away. So it's a real issue, and it's a grouting program that needs to be taken seriously in the near future.
Scott, I wanted to ask a question because we're running a little bit light on time here. Get into the upper surfaces, such as the spillway, the main spillway, because there's cracks that are up there, and Chris pointed out in his article, that appear to be, and I'm just going to put this out there, the source of the leaks that are underneath the main spillway, which is what you pointed out. And by the way, when you pointed this out, it was pretty evident. You're talking about it being able to walk up underneath the concrete all the way to the top of the dam. When they stopped the water last week, man, you can see the holes that you were talking about. They're big.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy to see them drilling the plate slabs now, which makes me believe that they're going to introduce grout there and try and grout that void. There are cracks in the actual abutments of the tainter gates, the radial arm gates on the top. I noted, too, that the seals were replaced. Oh.
Hang on, Scott, hang on. We're going to have to come back. We've got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to have talk with more with Scott Cahill about the Oroville Dam situation. We're up top now on the spillway. And we also have with us Chris Street, who wrote the article for Breitbart, that talks about the structural issues that we've known about since 2014. Major ones. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your
front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Cahill talking about the Oroville Dam situation and also Chris Street, writer for Breitbart. Chris has an article out on Breitbart talking about the structural issues that were known to everybody in California for quite some time. And these are major issues. These are not small little issues that have been brought about by the reports that were made available to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Scott, we're talking about the top of the dam now, the spillway, and you were talking just before the break about how you're delighted to see that they're actually coring into the deck of the spillway, and it looks like they're grouting the internal leaks that are down at the bottom.
Yeah, they appear to be finding them, at least, because I see a drill on the deck, and I see water coming out of the hole where it shouldn't be. So that's a good thing. If they get that grouted in time, that will help to stabilize the principal spillway. We were talking about the cracks in the top of the structure.
Correct.
And the possibility that those cracks evolve the whole way through the structure. I noted in the reports that in 2015, the radial gate seals were repaired at gates 6, 7, and 8. And I think with everyone sees water coming out of the spillway, and they tell us that that's getting around the seals. The seals were repaired a couple of years ago. That's a lot of water. So it seems to me, unfortunately, I don't trust the things being told us. I think that's pretty universal. It seems to me that perhaps some water is migrating beneath the slab and evolving out of the sides, running out of drains and running down the slab as it actually moves from the reservoir onto the spillway and under the spillway.
That's what, when we were talking the last time on the second, that's what you were referring to, Ed, because you were talking about they tried to seal it up, but there's still a lot of water that was coming down the spillway. And you were suggesting at the time, obviously, these valves weren't working properly, and they probably should get some divers in there to do that. And I note that 2 days later, after you being on the radio show, there were boats in the water putting divers in the water. I don't know if they listen to our radio show. I know they do. Maybe they took your advice. But this is a bigger issue, and the issue that you pointed out originally is that there is some sort of structural problem with the spillway, and I guess these reports actually back that up that Chris brought out, that these cracks are structural in nature that go beyond the valves.
Yes. I think that we found porting that had taken place back as far as 2011 in the drains. So the drains were porting back in 2011, and somehow no one saw that as being the evolution of a port. I can't imagine how, but this is very material. That's why the spillway failed and why the spillway is endangered today, the principal spillway.
So you're talking about the porting being those looks like jet water nozzles out the training walls.
Yeah, those are vent drains, which are there to vent the phreatic water from adjacent to the structure to keep it from building up underneath it. But what you find is every time they open a gate, all those drains are shooting water at pressure down the spillway. That's not proper, and that is indicative of charged water getting outside of the spillway at some point. And we discussed last time I was on, Paul, that you can't know exactly where that is without doing the exploration that hopefully they're doing now. It's just a heck of a time to be doing it.
Right. Chris, your thoughts?
Well, my issue it seemed to me that with this leaking at the midpoint, you know, is this just failing the spillway in the center? It's not just the seals, but also it's being undermined by water in the at the midpoint of the spillway. And once you start to get cracks with all that water going, the faster the water the more that any kind of uneven surface is going to start breaking up. And once it breaks up and makes a hole, it's kind of like making a steam shovel shoveling spin, and it really spins back under the dam, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly right, Chris. Mm. You end up with water moving on the top of the plates very, very rapidly, and then you end up with pressurized water beneath it. So you have a differential of forces. It's called NAPP forces, N-A-P-P-E mm-hmm. forces. But that lifts these plate slabs out of place, and that's what happened in the center of it.
Right. Well, my background is I don't have any background really in civil engineering, but I know enough about physics, and that was a focus of mine, economics and physics, that, you know, when you get this differential, it is spectacular force, correct?
Absolutely. And it's not just the Bernoulli principle forces that are applied here. There's also an undulation of force that takes place. And that, I believe, is what is responsible for a number of these failures, is this thing begins an oscillation of forces that causes some of the failures. It gets quite violent.
Well, that brings us up to the next issue, and the next issue is they've got to, and you pointed this out the first time you were on the show, is that all that water that's back up there in the Feather River, all those nine dams up there, you can go up to Lake Almanor and see the dam that's always leaking, by the way. I used to live up there right next to that dam. But that all that water in the watershed needs to go over those spillways.
All the snow melt, all the rain, and all the water in the other reservoirs will have to pass across them.
So I guess the question is, the dance, how's that going to be?
I don't think anyone knows. I don't think that you can. I think there are too many variables to calculate the eventuality. But I think that if we get a warm rain that creates a snowmelt at the same time, we've left no volume upstream to catch any of the flood wave. A flood wave running across the structure of Oroville Dam that cannot be accommodated by the principal spillway, if it gets fixed, will have to go down the emergency spillway. And I think we all know what that scenario
is. Well, on that, we have another break coming up. When we come back, we're going to have a short segment with Scott and Chris. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart?
Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Cahill, expert on dams, talking about the Oroville Dam situation. Also, Chris Street, writer for Breitbart, and also a co-host here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, Scott, it sounds to me like, based upon our last segment, that we have a perfect storm that's brewing right now over this dam.
It seems so. I mean, everyone, I think, has taken a deep breath and feels that perhaps the danger has passed. I don't think so at all. I think until the repairs are completed and the rainy season is over, that there is a very, very serious situation that has evolved and continues to exist.
And basically what we're hearing from the governor and from everybody else just isn't flying as far as I think a lot of people are concerned.
Yeah, I'm shocked by seeing what has gone on for some number of years here. I'm shocked that the tallest dam in the United States does not have phreatic monitoring in its downstream slope. That's unbelievable to me. And in fact, each of these reports from 2014 through to date brings it up, and they're working on it. This is a really important element so that they can see what's going on with this water that we were just talking about migrating through.
Well, listen, Scott, we got to run for time on this side, and hopefully you can stay on the Skype here with you and Chris afterwards and talk a little bit more. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very serious issue, and that's why we bring it to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website. We'll have more of this interview on YouTube and also on Red State Talk Radio. And you can listen to this again tonight on KMYC 1410 AM live stream here in California. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next?
What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.